with the opioid problem in Jackson County. I mean, I can look back, you know, our goal was just to educate people and create awareness about the link between heroin and prescription opioids. But I think it's gone beyond that. A number of successes. I mean, obviously, Andy's Place, you know, was like the crown jewel of things that happened, and that came out of that first summit. We had work group meetings every quarter, and that was a big goal. I mean, it's kind of like at that time we looked at that, and at least my perspective, it's like our chances of having Andy's Place is like us trying to do a manned space mission to the moon and back. But it happened, though. You know, it was a big goal.
Yeah.
And Mike Hurst, I mean, tremendous credit to him for all the efforts. But I think, you know, the efforts here locally, we helped support Mike and kind of got the attention of Lansing. Like, you know, something good is coming here, happening in Jackson. And also, too, out of this recently, the last couple of years, we developed a short-term place called an engagement center that took longer than I thought for us to develop. But a lot of the partners stepped forward. We got funding, and that's a place that's open that helps people have an overdose. And it's a very short-term place, 24 hours, maybe 48 hours after you recover and you're medically checked out, that it's a secure place. It's staffed by trained counselors to help you get engaged with resources